I help you?
Yes, sir. Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Sir, we're just conducting a very short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind? Share your opinion with us real quick. Does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, as you are aware, very few people actually voted on the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how would you vote on the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely? Somewhat likely?
Definitely I'm voting, but it's all the way to August 30th? That's late?
August 20th is that next voting for mayor and county commission in your area. Which political party are you registered with? Democrat, Republican, or no party affiliation?
Republican,
moving on. Now, what is your main racial background? African-American, Asian-American, white Caucasian, or Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
And is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Up to 65.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. Okay. Now, sir, generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going on the right direction, or are they going off on the wrong track? What's your opinion?
Honestly, I don't really know if it's that bad or that good, because I really haven't been paying attention to the local politics, so I really can't say one way or the other.
But generally speaking, for the sake of a research, generally speaking, in your community, do you think things are going on the right direction or gotten off on the wrong track?
I really can't say.
Okay, no problem. Let's move on. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Now, the first one, crime and neighborhood safety. Flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, housing and property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, quality of life, growth and overdevelopment, corruption and local government, or traffic and congestion. If you had to pick one, what would be the one?
I'd say insurance, property insurance.
Housing and property, okay. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describe how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Will you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably vote for the Democratic candidate? Leans likely to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican? Or probably vote for the Republican? Or leans likely to the Republican? How would best
probably
describe
vote
it?
The Republican.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on. Now, I'm going to read you real quick the list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Can you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you never heard of them or had no opinion, you let me know. Okay, sir, here's the first one. Cindy Lerner, favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, and Richard Prestnick, favorable or unfavorable? Never heard of it?
No.
And Raquel Regalado, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, and moving on. Now, we'll ask you a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Manny C., Alexander Arroyo, or Daniela Levine Cava?
Anybody but Ms. Cava.
Okay, so who should you record as your answer, Manny Seed or Alexander Arroyo?
Alexander Arola.
Okay. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Alexander Arola?
Definitely voting for Alexander.
Okay. Now, if the primary election for the Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Richard Presnick, or Raquel Regalado?
Raquel Regalado.
And would you say that you are definitely voting for Ms. Regalado or probably?
Most likely. Probably.
Probably, okay. And generally speaking, sir, do you think that Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government? What's your opinion?
I don't really know.
Okay, let's move on. Sir, I appreciate your patience on the line. On a different topic now, Mayor Daniela Lavicava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. Now, the proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. Now, to fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Now, knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely no or probably?
Definitely no.
Definitely no. Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on. I'm going to read you real quick a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. And if each could make no difference, just let me know, okay? And this is things that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? You can let them know it makes no difference to you one way or the other. Now, Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes and homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. When you hear this statement, will that make you much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, much less likely, or no difference to support her?
Someone less likely.
Okay. And if elected official Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it's fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with the complicated things like our permitting. Will you hear that statement? Well, that will make you much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
I don't know.
Okay. Should I recall your answer? Okay. Now, as the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police, and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents of the autism spectrum. Much more, somewhat, somewhat less, much less, or no difference when it comes to support her after hearing this statement?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. And Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is transportation system that works. And as your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underlying and rideshare options. Same question, sir. Would that statement would make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
I don't think I'd probably consider her voting for her.
Yeah, when you hear that statement, would that make you much more likely to support her? Somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat likely to support her.
Okay, thank you, Sherry. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and long-time residents, including seniors and fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. When you hear that statement, will that make you to support her for county commission much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, so it makes no difference.
Makes no difference because it's not really her fault.
Understood. And Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for two terms. Now is the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission. Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants or affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Same question. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat more likely to support her.
Okay. And Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference when it comes to support her.
More likely to support her.
Okay, and as your county commission, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. Same question, same option, sir, when you hear that statement.
Will that make you... paying attention to what you were saying. Say that again.
Okay. As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. Would that make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. And currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption, and Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. Well, you hear that statement, sir. Would that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference because it's all a political ploy.
And that's one way to let them know, sir, by sharing your opinion. Real quick, we're almost done. I'm going to read you the series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate me, sir, if it makes you more or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner and the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. And each will make no difference. Just let me know, okay? Now, while Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family has used her elected position to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. And when you hear that statement, sir, will that make you somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Much less likely to support her.
Much less. And Cindy Lerner has running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take a meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference to support her.
No difference.
Okay, and as the mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused towards residents at the town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing, and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say that she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. Same question, sir. Same options. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Much less.
Okay, and Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring a large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made the fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynnewood. And as a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of the U.S. 1 and incorporate Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat less.
Okay, and Cindy Lerner is running for the county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community, corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling. Will that make you much less? Somewhat less, somewhat more, or much more likely, or no difference?
Somewhat less.
Okay. And as the mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Much more, somewhat less, much less, so it makes no difference when you hear this statement. Somewhat less, okay. Sir, let's finish this up. Okay, let me just a moment. Okay, much less. Here we go. Now, taking into account everything that you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Richard Prasnick, or Raquel Regalado?
Raquel Regalado, and I have to go.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.